I'm Isabel, and this theme is about independence.
Hi, my name is Azino.
Hi, I'm Vu.
And I'm Grady.
So today we're going to be talking about the meaning of independence. Like, for example, for me, my independence is that I walk to school every day without my parents needing to come with me. I have a lot of housework to do at home, stuff like hoovering and washing the plates and cleaning the floor. Like, so yeah, those are my independence.
Yeah.
So, Vu, what's your definition of independence?
So I'd say independence is, you know, you're on your own and like trying to be as productive as you can be on your own. I think we all go through life and have to be quite independent in different ways. So it's very important to, to think of these examples and to remember that, you know, even if you are young, old, there's a lot of times where you are definitely independent.
Yeah.
So let's get on to the main topics now. I wanted to ask you about your independence. Like, how did it change from when you were home and when you moved into, you know, university?
Yeah, so obviously when I was at home, you still have your independence, like you said, with like walking to school on your own, doing housework and things like that. But obviously you are still with your parents, so it's not as extreme. And then you have your independence when you're revising for your exams. I'm sure you've all done that. When you're studying on your own. And then as you grow older, things like getting your first job. Like when I got my first job at 16, I had to be independent because I had to look for it myself. I had to go to the interview on my own. And then when I started to learn how to drive, again, I was on my own doing that. There was no one else that was there with me. So it's definitely a lot of different stages of independence and like sort of on a scale from sort of, but still like at home or your parents helping you to the when you're completely on your own. So now moving to university when I was 18, obviously I was on my own completely. I had to, you know, make my own food and clean my own like flat and things like that. So it was definitely a scary jump, but also a nice jump between being at home to now living on my own.
But how did your family react to that independence? Like, did they like you going to live somewhere else, or did they like object to that, like your parents?
No, they were definitely happy for me to do that. I think obviously parents being parents, they were just worried. They wanted to make sure that I was going to be okay. And my mum phoned me like every day when I first moved out just to make sure that I was all right and I was eating my vegetables.
Yeah, because I told a few days ago, I told my mum that I wanted to move out when I was 18 because I wanted to go and live in university like you.
Yeah.
But she said that I wasn't allowed. So I got very angry at that.
But yeah. Because now obviously she'll just see you as the young 15-year-old and she'll be scared
just
about
wants
it.
To do
but
drastic things.
Mm-hmm. You want to move out because you just want to leave home and never come back. Whereas it's not that, it's just, it's the next stage of your life. You can't be at home forever.
Yeah.
I think now that I've been living on my own for 2 years, my parents definitely are, a lot more relaxed, and they still check up on me, obviously, but it's definitely more chill.
Cause they've given you more independence to do stuff that you like to do, and if you tell them, they're not going to tell you no, you can't do that.
Exactly.
Because they know that you're going to be responsible when you're doing it.
Exactly.
Do you think it's hard to be independent?
That's a good question. Definitely. I think depending on what stage you are at, in your life and stuff like that, sometimes you do just want to be with your family, or you do just want to have someone to sort of tell you, oh, this is the right thing to do. If there's a decision that you need to make, you sort of want to ask everyone and be like, is this right? Is this wrong? So definitely hard in that aspect. But again, as great as the people around you are, there are a lot of things in life where you have to just do it on your own, and you're not going to have, not that you're not going to have people, but that you have to have that independence to, answer those questions yourself. So it's hard, but it's also by having the right people around you and sort of, realising that the decision you make is important and key, then I think you can definitely get through it.
To be honest, I'm kind of lying to myself because I do want independence, to go live outside and by myself and to be able to not have anyone steal my food.
Mm-hmm.
But I also I'm scared because if you leave home, there's no one I know you can contact them, but there's no one there with you to go through it. If you're having a bad day, you can't go annoy your sister. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's definitely how I felt a lot of the time, because it's if you've had a bad day at school, or if you've just something, you've got some bad news, or someone's annoying you or whatever, when you go home, you sort of just forget those things, because obviously even if your parents aren't home, you've got your siblings that, well, even if they annoy you, you sort of are distracted by that. Whereas when you then go home and it's just an empty house, it's just like, oh, I've got no distractions, I've just got to sit. So I think coping mechanisms are definitely like a thing that's very important when you then move out, to sort of think of, right, if I'm not having a good day, what makes me feel a bit better? Whether it's
what does make you feel a bit better?
Probably like ordering my favourite food. But that just makes me feel better, because I think a nice takeaway and then putting like one of my favourite films on, a film that like makes me laugh, definitely is a...
Yeah. So can I ask, what's your favourite hobbies that you like to do, like your spare time?
So I like to play netball. That's definitely a good de-stressor, because obviously exercise is very good for that. So playing netball. I do like singing, so I do that like in my free time, whether it's at like... if there's like any... open mic nights or anything like that, I do like doing that as well.
You like to sing?
Yeah, so that's also nice, because it just, you know, takes you away from things and you just sort of like, yeah. So in school I was like, I did the school shows and I did like a few talent shows back at home.
There's, in my opinion, I think there's two types of people that like music and people that like books, because like in a book, I can't really, like, submerge myself and let my imagination free, but with music, I can.
You can, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, like, I love reading, but I feel like, compared to the two, to I'd rather listen to music for 2 hours than read a book for two hours. But, again, there are the book people, the people who prefer to, you know, read the books for hours instead of singing, so.
Yeah. I definitely feel that, like, when you're reading, it's more about... how you can think of it. Mm-hmm. Like when you are thinking of things, when you're reading, the words get to you. How the writer writes what he's writing and the way he's doing it, it can make you think in a different way than usual. And it's like a very special thing, because, you know, it shows a different dimension.
Yeah,
different place where it's you that's thinking of it. It's you that, you know, you can think of how the writer, you know, how he did it. You're the one that's choosing or thinking how he wrote it. Yeah, you're the one that's, you know, like imagining it.
Yeah, that's what's nice about like different arts, because you can have like music, you can have reading, you can have actual art pictures, you can have dancing and stuff like that. So that's a good point though.
Yeah, so now I want to move on to the topic of
quite pathetic. Alright, let's move on.
Yeah, I want to move on to the topic of relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, did you have any special siblings that you left behind when you were going to university?
No, I didn't, no. I think, not to get too deep, but usually when you're like move away from home, it's not like the wisest thing to be with someone, just because obviously you're moving to a new city. So now friends, because obviously relationships is like friendships and stuff like that. Yeah. There was definitely a few friends that obviously I did miss, because not all of us went to Leeds. Some of us went to different places.
Yeah.
So there was definitely that, but again, you just have to make sure that you stay in contact with them. Plan meetups, plan like times together. So yeah, it's not a case of, right, you move to a new city, that's it, you leave your friends behind, you have to make new friends.
Right.
You can, most of my friends are friends from back home, because we make the effort to see each other when we can. Whenever I go home, we'll do things together. So yeah, definitely don't think that that's it. You'll never speak to people from home again.
Would you think it's better for independence with, you know, a friend, or independence alone? Like, is it better to live with someone or to be live alone?
I think for your first year and like your first time, even if it's not uni, just your first year of just moving out, it's definitely, I think, nicer to have flatmates, housemates. Obviously everyone's different, because sometimes like flatmates and housemates can get on your nerves a bit if people aren't clean, or if people are a bit loud. That might not be great, because you might just think, oh, I'd rather have my own space. However, it's also nice, like we said, if you're coming home, yes, you might not have your family, but if you've got flatmates that you get on with, then you can sort of say to them, oh, do you want to have, you know, watch a movie, do you want to have a quiz night, do you want to go out and do something, rather than being completely on your own. So I think definitely for the first year,
like, it lets you meet new people,
exactly, because they'll have other friends that you'll then meet. So yeah, definitely for your first year, say with other people.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask, how old are you again?
Yeah, 20.
Oh, so have you ever like I felt regretful, like regretting like moving out and like being independent and stuff like that?
Good question. No, definitely not. I think I'm glad that I did this, because I think, not the earlier you do it as in move out when you're 13, but like the earlier you do it when you can financially and within yourself is a lot better than waiting, because it means that you sort of have that experience. And whilst you're still young, obviously you've still got your parents' home, you can go back whenever you want. So yeah, definitely no regrets. I'm glad to have moved out, and yeah, I've enjoyed it, and I like having the freedom as well, because I know that, you know, if I want to go out, I don't have to be like, oh, mum, I'm doing this. And so yeah, I don't regret that.
Yeah, so I was like, I really wanted to know how like your spending limits were, like what did you have to spend on more stuff, like, because I know when you're living in university, as long as you have independence, you also have like things like you need food, you need materials, you need studying, guys, like you need a lot of things to like make your university as best as it can be. So I wanted to know, how did you manage your money
and prioritize? So like I say, I got a part-time job, so I think it's always best when you have got a job, whenever you first get one, to always, whatever you get paid, sort of have a percentage of what you have for your spending and then what you put in your savings.
Yeah.
Just because it definitely then helps, like, for the first 2 years before I went to uni, I definitely saved, like, at least half of the money I made. And then in the summer after GCSEs, when you've got that long period where you can just work, I saved a lot during then as well. So then when it came to uni, I had quite a lot of savings. So then, like, you know, I could then buy my own things. So obviously when you move into a new place, you need furniture, well, not furniture, but you need like bathroom stuff, you need kitchen utensils and all those things. So definitely find a percentage, even if it's like 70-30, 80-20, just putting something aside is better than not putting anything aside. And then obviously you do get your student finance as well, which you'll find out more about, depending on like your household income, what your parents make job wise you'll get some student finance, which is like helps with your living costs, because it is expensive, like student accommodation is expensive, so the government sort of help you with that. So yeah, definitely look into that, and yeah, have your percentages for saving and spending.
So we also wanted to talk about like you touched up on this like a few minutes ago, to also talk about roommates, because like I'm very specific with the roommates that I want. Like I don't want someone that's not messy, I don't want someone that's not going to make me laugh, I don't want someone I'm going to come in and see someone like them with someone else, because it's just, you don't want that.
It is difficult, because obviously you won't know when, like, when you apply for accommodation, you can, I think there's a few where you can choose genders. So you can sort of say whether you'd rather live with females or males. And, like, I think you can look at age ranges as well. But at the end of the day, obviously, they are just going to be random people. So definitely, like, obviously, even if they're not necessarily your people, or if you don't get on with them that well, it's still fine to just try, and like you say, they might have other friends that you get on with more, and then you can sort of broaden your circle from there. And just being open and honest with them as well, like if they are being a bit messy, or if you go into the kitchen and the bin's full and it's their turn, you can just say like, you're paying the same amount that they are, you're, you know, you're both, you're all like doing the same, you're in the same place, and you all deserve to like have a clean kitchen and feel comfortable. So definitely don't think like, oh, I can't tell them, like they'd probably appreciate that, because at home, some people obviously at home have had no independence whatsoever. That's why it's so important with people who've never had to cook or never had to wash the dishes or never have to take the bin out, because the parents do it all for them. So now when they move out, they don't do it, because it's like they've never have. So if you sort of just give them a nudge and you're just like, oh, can you take the bins, it then also helps them, because it means that as they grow, they'll also realize that, oh yeah, I'm not living at home anymore.
You have a lot of things to do by yourself.
All right, so do you cook for yourself?
So I do cook for myself.
Right,
some accommodations are like catering, so there's like you can get meals that are already paid or like pre-made, but yeah, so that's another thing. When you're at home, definitely if your mum's saying, oh, come into the kitchen, I'll show you how to do this. I remember my mum started doing that maybe a year before I moved to uni, and I just kept thinking like, oh, I can't be bothered, but it's definitely helped me, because then when I moved on my own, I was like, compared to like some of my flatmates that would just get takeaways all the time or just use like have oven food, I could actually make a nice meal, and it feels a lot better making a nice meal and having that than, you know, ordering. Like, takeaways are lovely. Like, I'm not going to say they're not, but after a while you do just think, oh, I just love a nice home-cooked meal. So, yeah, definitely.
What do you like to cook? Like, what do you say, like, the easiest, fastest, best, healthiest thing you could make?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Fajitas. I know that's a bit random, but fajitas. I absolutely love fajitas, and they're so easy, so quick. And obviously, you can put like as much salad in as you want, so you're getting your veg, and then your protein from the chicken and everything like that. You can just get the kits as well that have literally got like the wraps and the sauces as well. Mm-hmm. Chicken curries, I also like making those.
Oh, I love chicken curry.
I'm not great with making rice. I literally can't make rice to save my life, so I usually just get the packets, which is quite bad, I know. But yeah, they're also nice and easy. So yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to play a game where we all just go around in like a circle saying like what our favourite foods is. Mine would have to be chicken tikka masala.
Nice.
And
is that home cooked or the like takeaway one?
Gonna have to be guilty, yeah. Takeaway.
That's right. That's more. Right.
Because I don't even know how to cook it, so I just
So you just get it.
Put it in the oven. Bam bam. And then my favourite dessert would have to be cheesecake. I love a cheesecake.
Yeah.
What's yours?
So main meal and dessert.
Right, so for main, I like my mum cooking me jollof rice. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And also I like it like for traditional food, I like it when she cooks me fufu.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like it's flour, which is has been made into like a round type of shape in a bowl, and you add soup on top.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, yeah, it's quite nice with her.
Yeah, and then
you
for dessert. Yeah, for dessert, I don't really eat dessert, so I don't really have one of those. But for something that's sweet, not homemade, I like pizzas.
Yeah.
What about something like, when we say dessert, it doesn't have to be like something that you eat after dinner, because it could be full, but like
like something sweet,
like a biscuit or a cheesecake
that you would
or
like to snack on.
Yeah,
cookies.
That's a good choice. Very nice. What about you, Isabel? What's your main and dessert?
My favorite food is actually Chinese food.
I love Chinese seafood.
Yeah, like
I love Chinese. I love little spring roll.
Yeah, I'd fancy like you know a little sushi.
And your dessert?
I'd probably go for cheesecake as well. Lemon cheesecake.
Mm.
It's really
nice.
Yeah. Not one of my favourites, but...
No. Is yours vanilla?
No.
What is it?
New York.
That's vanilla?
No.
Yeah. New York cheesecake, that's vanilla.
Well, you learned something new.
New York's not flavour.
I thought it was like... Because on a normal cheesecake, it's like... It's I feel like it's just milk, but in New York, like, you can feel the double cream. It's more creamy.
No, it's vanilla.
I didn't know it was vanilla.
Yeah.
Thought it was just,
There you go.
You know, something new every day.
There you go.
Yeah, so let's go over, like, your overall opinion on university. Would you suggest it? Would you not suggest it? Like, what were the things that you liked and you didn't like?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, like, suggest it if that's something that you wanted to do. If there's something you're passionate about or if there's something you want to know more about, then it's definitely a good route to go down. And it also gives you sort of time to sort of think, right, what do I want to do when I'm now graduate and I have a job? Because you can do a degree, but you can, there's so many like ways you can go down. So like if you did music, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be a singer. You can produce music, you can help with like you can be a music teacher, you can be a piano teacher, like there's so many. So definitely recommend it if that's something that you want to do. Overall, so far, I've had an amazing experience. I've got a year left. I've really enjoyed it. Going back to the theme of independence, it's definitely made me more independent. It's definitely something that, I'd recommend to people who are sort of wanting to grow and develop as a person.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you for, you know, joining us and, you know, helping us discuss this this topic of independence.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that, you know, being independent is a thing that you have to go through in life to, you know, develop as a human being.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Right.
It's like a natural thing, you know.
So thank you for, you know, coming here, being here with us today.
No problem. It's been great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And thank you guys for listening. Okay, bye.